And this poem is called The Almost Island. I live a block from a park which is a promontory in Lake Washington, but until the 1920s, when the level of Lake Washington was lowered because of the digging of a ship canal, it was an island just offshore, just off the lake shore, but it still was an island, and it still feels a lot like one. It's a little over 2 miles in circumference, and it's got some old woods in the middle of it and trails. And more than anything else, that's what I moved for, to be able to spontaneously just get up from my desk and walk into a place that beautiful. This poem is called The Almost Island. The woods which give me their silence, their ancient Douglas firs and red cedars, their ferns, are not the wilderness. They're contained in the 2 mile circumference of an almost island, a park in city limits. Pleasure boats crowd at weekends into the small bay. The veils hiding the mountain are not always natural cloud. Eagle and heron speak of solitude, but when you emerge from forest shade, the downtown skyline rears up, phantasmagoric but near, across the water. Yet the woods, the lake, the great winged birds, the vast mountain at the horizon are nature, metonymy of the spirit's understanding, knows them to be a concentrate of all Thoreau or Wordsworth knew by that word, nature. A never-failing principle of joy and purest passion. Thoreau's own pond was bounded by the railroad, punctuated by the telegraph trees and their aeolian wires. All of my dread and all of my longing hope that Earth may outwit the huge stupidity of its humans can find their signs and portents here, their recapitulations of joy and awe. This fine, incised 2 inches of goldsmith work just drifted down can speak as well for tree as 1,000 forest acres, and tree means depth of roots, uprisen height, outreaching branches. This musical speech of wavelets jounced against reeds as a boat's wake tardily reaches shore is voice of the waters, voice of all the blue encircling the terrestrial globe, which as a child I loved to spin slowly upon its creaking axis. Blue globe, we have seen now, round, small as an apple, afloat in the wilderness we name so casually as if we knew it, or ever could know it, space. Thank you.